Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump held a surprise news conference this afternoon, standing shoulder to shoulder with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the White House Rose Garden.
We've been friends for a long time. We are probably now, despite what we read, we're probably now, I think, at least as far as I'm concerned, closer than ever before.
He said they were working closely to pass a tax overhaul by the end of the year. But just hours before, the president blamed Senate Republicans for his stalled agenda. Joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, what do you make of this? At one point today, Trump blames Republicans for not getting any big legislative wins, and then he turns around and says he and McConnell will get taxes done by the end of the year.
Well, it's really extraordinary. You know, there is this narrative that whoever he talks to last is who he agrees with. But he stood in the Rose Garden and took questions with Mitch McConnell for 45 minutes. The president has only held one solo news conference since he was elected, and this pretty much almost counts as the second one. But he contradicted what he had said just moments earlier in the cabinet room several times. He did talk about Steve Bannon as a friend of mine for a long time. Of course, in April, to the Wall Street Journal, he had said Steve Bannon was a guy who works for me, who was not involved in the campaign until very late. The big difference was in the cabinet room, he seemed to be siding with Steve Bannon and sympathizing with his desire to primary sitting Republican incumbents. In the Rose Garden, he's standing shoulder to shoulder with Mitch McConnell, who, and they're talking about trying to change Steve Bannon's mind. Mitch McConnell going over what happened in 2010 and 2012 when all sorts of extreme Republicans won nominations and then lost the general election. He said, our goal is to win elections. So this is real cognitive dissonance, and it's what we have with Donald Trump a lot. He can change his mind in minutes.
And do we know what's true here, how strained his relationship with his own party is?
Well, Donald Trump has been positioning himself against his own party for a while. He today, of course, said he gets along great with Mitch McConnell, but he has excoriated him in the past. He said earlier that, of course, he's not going to blame himself if nothing gets passed. It's going to be their fault. So I think that if tax reform doesn't pass, if they can't repeal Obamacare and they do get shellacked in 2018, the president is set up to say, it wasn't my fault. It was those feckless Republicans in Congress. Mm. It's almost as if he is a president without a party. But today, you know, as a corrective to that, he stood in the Rose Garden with Mitch McConnell and said how great his relationships were with Republicans in Congress and talked about all of their common goals, like passing tax cuts.
He also did make some news on the opioid issue. He said that he is going to declare the opioid epidemic a national emergency. What's the significance of that?
Well, he's been saying that for quite a while, and he said that he was going to do it next week. A lot of times the president puts a deadline on something, says he's going to do something in 2 weeks or 1 week, and it doesn't happen. But they have said all along that he planned to declare this a national emergency, and we'll see if that actually happens.
He also begged Hillary Clinton to run against him again, and then he said that there's no such thing as Obamacare anymore.
No such thing as Obamacare, which is really interesting. He begged Hillary Clinton to run against him in the Rose Garden. No such thing as Obamacare in the cabinet room, which is a little bit self-defeating, because if there's no such thing as Obamacare, what we have now, as the Democrats would like us to believe, is Trump care. And anybody whose premiums go up or loses coverage should blame President Trump, since he has taken two pretty definitive actions in recent days to undermine the Obamacare exchanges. And many people feel, including some Republicans, that that means that he is going to be held responsible for any of the problems in the healthcare system going forward.
He also took action the other day to decertify the Iran nuclear deal, which kicks it to Congress, and Congress must decide what to do next there. How much political will is there in Congress at this point to reimpose sanctions on Iran?
I think there's very little political will. As the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee said, we should just enforce the hell out of the current deal. The president didn't ask Congress to reimpose the sanctions. Reimposing sanctions would pull the U.S. out of the deal and blow it up, and that would leave Iran free to make a nuclear weapon as fast as it could, maybe even a year. The president asked them to put more sanctions on Iran for different matters that are not part of the Iran nuclear deal. But he very significantly didn't ask them to blow it up. Now, his rhetoric against the Iran deal was very bellicose and very sweeping. He said in the past it was an embarrassment. He said on Friday he was decertifying the deal. But that does not mean that the U.S. is pulling out.
Mara, another thing came up in this impromptu news conference with Mitch McConnell today, and that is the Supreme Court. McConnell pointed out that Justice Gorsuch is one of President Trump's biggest accomplishments so far. But I want to ask you about something that was reported over the weekend. The website Axios reports that President Trump expects to appoint 4 Supreme Court justices in his first term. He's already had one. And Axios cites an unnamed source that NPR hasn't confirmed yet, but quoting Trump, talking about which justices he'd be replacing and saying, quote, "Ginsburg, what does she weigh? 60 pounds? And Sotomayor, her health, no good. Diabetes." What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this Axios claims that several people have heard him say that he's going to get 4 openings. Usually, Sonia Sotomayor is not on anyone's list for someone who might be stepping down from the Supreme Court anytime soon. I mean, I think this is Donald Trump just talking. You know, he was Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had cancer in the past. But dismissing these two women as being infirm or about to keel over seems pretty far from the truth.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thank you so much.
Thank you.